next topic is the comparison of side lobes of limited diffraction beams and localized waves. And I believe the speaker is Yan Wu. Oh, you're confusing slides. Oh. Who in this audience knows where it is? Oh, there's a slide back there. Okay. So you're giving your
today I'm going to talk about comparison between limited diffraction beams and a localized wave. First, I introduce what's limited diffraction beams. Limited diffraction beams are a class of non-spreading solutions to the loss-free isotropic homogeneous scalar wave equation. They can propagate to infinite distance without the spreading if they are produced with infinite aperture and energy. The advantage of limited diffraction beams are that they have very large depths of field even if they are produced with finite aperture and energy. Because limited diffraction beams have a large depth of field, they can have possible applications in medical imaging, tissue characterization, and non-destructive evaluation of materials. However, limited diffraction beams have larger side lobes than conventional beams at their focuses. Side lobes will lower contrast in medical imaging and increase sampling volume in tissue characterization. This is one of the limited diffraction beams we measured in water. It's called a CW vessel beam. We produce this beam with a 10-element annular array transducer. This transducer is made up from 1-3 composite polymer composite ceramic polymer composite material, and it has a 2.5 meters central frequency and a diameter of 50 millimeters. We measure the beam from 5 millimeters away from the surface of transducer here up to 205 millimeters here. The transducer has a size of 50 millimeters here. It's also the dimension of this figure. And we can see the vessel beam have very large depths of field. We also see its side lobe. You can see the scale. Localized waves are also one type of non-spreading solutions to wave equation. They are first discovered by Brinkingham in Livermore National Laboratory in 1983 in electromagnetics. And they are further developed by Zielkowski and Donnelly at Alibi. And also, they are also non-spreading solutions to the wave equation, and they can propagate to a large distance with only local deformations. And they, in addition, they have lower side lobes than limited diffraction beams in certain conditions. The motivation of this study is to see if localized waves could be an alternative or limited diffraction beams to reduce the silo. Our objective is to find out the difference between silos or limited diffraction beams and localized waves under ideal conditions, and also study the conditions under which the localized waves have lower silos. We use the following approaches. First, select a subsonic wave. Here, subsonic, sometimes called a subluminal. It means the wave, peak of the wave, will propagate less than the speed of sound or less than the speed of light. And we use this wave as an example of localized wave. And we compute, we compare the side lobes of this subsonic wave to those of a zero order X-ray. X-ray is a kind of limited diffraction beam. It's superluminal or supersonic. In supersonic, it means its peak propagates faster than speed of sound. Superluminal means its peak propagates faster than speed of light. We also produce the subsonic wave with transducer of different bandwidths and study the change of side lobes of this subsonic wave with the bandwidth. We get the results with the Rayleigh Sommerfeld diffraction formula in our simulation. Now I'm going to talk about results. This is a theoretical solutions of waves. On the top row, we can see the X-ray. And on the bottom row, it's subsonic waves. On the first column, we plot the figure, real part of the theoretical solution. And in the middle column, we plot the imaginary part. And on the right column, we plot envelope. Here, the transducer is supposed to be seated on the left-hand side of the figure, and a wave are produced in the space, and it's supposed to look like this. If we view this wave pulse through a plane along the wave axis, here we chose the dimension 25 millimeter and 6.25 millimeter, and we chose the parameter or x-ray here. A0 is equal to 0.05 millimeter. This parameter controls the bandwidth of x-ray as well as the beam width of the x-ray, and we chose the axial angle of x-ray as 4.75 degrees. That means the axial angle means the angle between the branch of the X-ray with the vertical line here, so it's the angle, half angle of this cone. And in the subsonic wave, we chose the parameter beta equal to 100/3 to make it have the similar size as X-ray for comparison purpose. And this parameter controls the size of the subsonic wave. And we also chose the theta equal to 4.75 degrees as the same as x-ray. And this theta controls the relative the ratio between the major and the minor axis, like this ellipsis, looks like elliptical circle. Here is the plot of this figure. We can in each point of this figure, in this plot, it means that a maximum, we take a maximum along the line, lateral line, in this figure, we take a maximum, and then plot this maximum across the radius of transducer. If transducer is sitting in this direction, and it's crossed in parallel with the transducer. So we plot it over in parallel with the transducer surface. And the solid line here, which will show the subsonic wave. And the dotted line will show X wave. And here the plot was obtained at three different depths, 30, 90, and 150 millimeters away from the supposed transducer. And we can see the side lobe of subsonic wave in theoretical solutions is substantially lower than X wave. And this panel plots the wave, peak of wave change as they propagate away from the transducer. We can see for X wave, the peak of the wave stays constant. As for subsonic wave, which is one of the localized wave, bump up and down as it propagates away from transducer. This is the frequency spectrum of the subsonic wave. Here is the dimension around the surface of transducer. It's 25 millimeters in this dimension. And in this dimension, we show the frequency component. Here, it contains frequency components from 0.012 megahertz up to 6.99 megahertz. And its central frequency is about 3.5 megahertz. So for this subsonic wave, it has a finite frequency component. Outside is zero, outside here is zero. This is the X wave produced with a finite actual transducer. That transducer we suppose have diameter of 25 millimeters with the same parameter A0 and theta. We can see at three depths, that is 30, 90, 150 millimeters away from the surface of the transducer. You can see the wave propagate. And for the top row of this figure, we show X wave produced with a transducer of infinite bandwidth. And for the lower row, we show X wave produced with transducer of finite bandwidth. The finite bandwidth we realized with a Brackman window type of transfer function. That means it has it's a Brackman window, which is pretty like a Gaussian shape of transfer function. Have a peak at about 3.5 megahertz and a start from 0 megahertz to 7.0 megahertz. That means start from 0 to 2 F0. F0 is the central frequency. We can see here for finite bandwidth, side lobe is lower than in infinite bandwidth case. This figure is have the same layout as this figure, but it shows the subsonic wave. We can see in the infinite bandwidth case, the side lobe of subsonic wave is lower than the side lobe of subsonic wave when produced with a finite transducer bandwidth. It's just the optical to X wave. And this is the line plot of above result. The solid line here, this line, shows the broadband subsonic wave. That means the subsonic wave produced with transducer supposed to have infinite bandwidth. And the dotted line shows the subsonic wave produced with finite bandwidth. In that case, the relative bandwidth is about 81% of the central frequency. At 6 dB bandwidth. And we can see the dashed line is for xy, this one, with produced with infinite bandwidth transducer. And the long dashed line, this one, is assumed to be produced by finite bandwidth transducer. We can see for infinite bandwidth transducer case, the subsonic wave have the lowest silo. While the bandwidth is reduced, the subsonic wave have increased its silo to this amount. And for X wave, its silo produced with infinite bandwidth transducer, the silo is higher, while the bandwidth limited silo is reduced. And these three figures just show the wave produced at three different depths, with that is again 30, 90, and 150 millimeters away from the surface of transducer. And this panel shows the peak of wave changes as the wave propagates away from the surface of transducer. We can see for X wave, it's fairly stable up to certain depths and then falling down, and for subsonic wave, it's just a vibrate and then comes down. Here in the figure, we show the real part of the wave. From the above study, we can conclude that localized waves have lower side lobes than limited diffraction beams when the relative bandwidth of transducer is large. For the above example, at least 162 relative bandwidth, 6 dB relative bandwidth is required for substantial low side lobes. Second, we can see when relative bandwidth of a transducer is reduced to about 81%, as we have seen in the above figure, side lobe of localized wave will increase to about the same amount of those of limited diffraction beams. And therefore, localized wave of low side lobes could only be produced by transducer of very large bandwidth, such as transducer, PVDF transducer. Thanks for attention.